I would watch very closely when my mother put the macaroni. I hated when she broke the spaghetti in half. Who? All right, raise your hand. When you make spaghetti, do you break it in half? Don't you dare. Bad news, Buster Brown. My mother got so disgusted with me once when I said, please, no, too late, too late. She said she'd laugh at me. Then my father would say, Mamie, all right, let him do it next time. Let's see the big shot. All right, you make the macaroni. Oh, and Aunt Mary said, uh-oh, Aunt Mary would say in her broken English. I mean, she was in this country since 1913, and here it is, late 50s, early 60s, and she had a thick Italian accent. But she was the first one in the neighborhood to have color TV. My Aunt Mary wasn't stupid, let me tell you. I used to go up. Where are you going? I'm going up to Aunt Mary's house. She's got a 19-inch portable color TV. Why? What's wrong with this Crosley at 21-inch? It's a beautiful set. Look at the wood. Daddy, I don't look at the TV to look at the wood. My mother used to clean the wood with polish. She used to smell it, the oils. And it was like a piece of furniture. Are you kidding? The day my father finally had to agree that the Crosley was no longer worth it, the fix, and they had to get a color TV, they would close the cabinet of the Crosley and put the portable color TV on top of it. It's a nice piece of furniture, he said. Jeez, Daddy. So there I was in the kitchen holding the macaroni in my hand, the Ronzoni Sono Buoni. And no bologna, we used 2 pounds of macaroni. So I had 2 fists of number 9 spaghettini. That's the thin macaroni, in case you want to know, number 9. If you want the percatelli, that's a little bit thicker. That's the Sicilian pasta, all right? But this was the number. I love number 9. And that water's boiling because we had the cover on it. You never watch a pot. It never boils, okay? You never watch a pot and wait for it to boil. You keep the... The cover used to have it was uncertain as to how it would seal, so it would rock on the top like you have a whistling tea kettle. Our pot used to knock. Tick, 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 tick. Oh, it's boiling! So I would take the pot cover off and dump the spaghetti right in there and get a long fork, and I would turn it and turn it until it all spreads out. It would fan out, you know, and you keep on turning it. That's the secret to keep it from sticking. And, she put a little dollop of olive oil, which, you know, really doesn't work anymore. Don't do that. If you want to put olive oil, go ahead. Don't. What happens to macaroni absorbs the olive oil. See? You put a little salt in it. Believe me, it doesn't do a thing. Just let the water boil rapidly. Keep on stirring it. All right? Keep on stirring it until it boils again. Cover the pot up a little bit. Let it boil. Let it, you know, just go crazy in there. And it won't stick. Trust me. Although, when it did stick, I got the pieces that stuck together. Oh, yeah. And I put it in for a few minutes. Yeah, everyone would say, Alabarca, you like your spaghetti raw. And Aunt Mary would complain, don't make it a sfate. Sfate means it's too soft. I can put it on my stomach. Metala stomaco, she would say. Hey, Mary, don't worry about it. I'll take mine out, and you can let yours cook as long as you want. Aunt Mary was next, because she didn't like hers too soft. My mother and father, I said, what, you going to eat with your teeth out? I almost got slapped for that one. Anyhow, listen. It's time to get out those old records, those old phonograph records. I got me a 78 Carla Buti. Put the needle on. Look at this. This is a beautiful sounding record. Non ti scordar di me. Don't overcook the macaroni. Trust me.
Partirono le rondini dal mio paese freddo e senza sole, cercando primavera di viole, nidi d'amore e di felicità. La mia piccola rondine partì senza lasciarmi un bacio, senza un addio partì. Non ti scordar di me, la vita mia regalò.
date a te. Io t'amo sempre più, ma il sogno mio rimani tu. Non ti scordare di me, la vita mia legata a te. C'è sempre un viso nel mio cuore per te.
Tony Redwine and My Little Shakadan, Joni, the Cucchinis, and for Madeline Taurasi, for you too, sweetheart. Don't forget, listen, you want me to announce a particular song or a particular birthday or event in your life or an event for your club. You have a nonprofit organization. Please send me the information. Send a flyer, whatever. Wherever you are, I don't care what state you are, what country, you know. You could have Australian... let's pick the head of a bear, panda bear. Oh, that's China.
Koala,
thank you. I was looking at a koala in my head, but I said panda. What a jerk. Anyway, this is two songs for one, all right, a twofer. This is Frankie Lane from the 50s singing My Little One. This could be a guy talking about his girlfriend. It could be a guy talking about his little baby. It could be anything you want it to be. And then next, I'm so overcome with love and emotion, I can't speak of it. I have no voice. My emotion has no voice. Adriano Celentano and Biagio Antonazzi, they sing that together. So two for one for you right here. First, Frankie.
My little one, as the years go by, there may be times when your heart will cry, and if you're in need of a word of cheer, you can always turn to me. My little one, though I love you so, there'll come a day I must let you go, but you'll have my love for eternity. Little one, you are everything to me.
My darling, I love you so much. So much, there's nothing in the world, nothing, that I wouldn't do for you. And it gives me such a wonderful feeling to know you're mine. Fills me with more happiness than I've ever known before. And each night as you slip off to dreamland, I thank heaven for giving me you.
I just love him, my little one, for giving you to me. And I thank you, my Lord, whether it be my wife, my child. I mean, you could tailor fit that song. Frankie Lane, what an impact he made on showbiz. You know, he sang all the way up to the age of 89.